This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back. What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team have an awesome array of buy one, get one specials right now. I want you to take advantage of those before they go away. Sleepwear, pillows, bedding, footwear, the best slippers ever. Buy one, get one specials right now at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 2,000 mules is coming. Do you know that?
It's here.
It's here.
Yeah, it's out.
It's out, but it'll be in theaters Thursday in Fargo.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
Kind of cool. We actually were planning on arranging some kind of a special showing at Nestory. So many of our listeners were asking about it, and that was enough for the theater to go, okay. So it'll be at the, I think it's at the Century 21, but check your listings. It'll be in theaters if you want to see it.
Hey, it's worth the watch.
That way.
Well worth the watch.
Check that out. Dr. Peter McCullough was here, as you know, a week ago Friday, I guess, and he had promised to share all of his updated slides with us. They are now going up. And the video of the entire presentation is up at freedommattersusa.com. Freedommattersusa.com. Just want to let you know those two pieces of business. Crazy weekend down in Rochester. And our next guest was there to cover it all. Chief political reporter for KSTP-TV, Tom Hauser, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, good. I was watching with great interest your tweets all weekend long. Kept me updated. What'd we end up at, 9? Ballots before they arrived on a winner?
Yes, it was the 9th ballot, roughly 10 minutes before the 6 p.m. deadline, because the Republicans had to be out of the convention hall by then. So it was right down to the wire with some dramatic moves at the very end.
Yeah, it was like an NBA or NCAA final with the lead switching. I don't know how many times. I mean, pretty much everybody in the field led at one point, other than Gazelka, I guess, right?
Yeah, and you know, that was the biggest surprise to me on the first ballot, is that Paul Gazelka, the former Senate Majority Leader, actually trailed Mike Murphy and Neil Shaw, two complete newcomers to politics. Although Murphy is the mayor of Lexington, but to statewide politics, both of them are newcomers. And so that was a surprise that Gazelka had as poor a showing as he did. I did expect him to at least be in the top three, and he was out after, I think, the third ballot when his support dropped below 10%, I believe.
Is he planning a run, and is Gazelka done, or is he going to, do we know yet, head for the primary?
I don't think there's going to be a primary. I'm hearing Rich Stanek, who did not even compete for the endorsement at the last minute in Rochester, that I don't think he is going to run. I don't think Kendall Qualls is. He has said he's going to transition back into private life. And so I just don't see a major primary. There may be a couple of fringe candidates who decide to run in a primary, but I do not expect there to be a competitive one.
What is Gazelka saying? He'd have the wherewithal to mount, obviously, a financially viable campaign. No chance he's running either?
I don't see it. I mean, you know, he's a team player with the Republicans. He was the majority leader. You know, it's hard to go into a primary when you essentially finished fourth or fifth. And it's hard to take that into a primary. And he had pledged to abide by the endorsement, and I believe that he will.
The winner, Dr. Scott Jensen, running with the Minnesota Viking, Matt Burke, quite a combo there that are going to be politically, obviously, you look what happened at the convention, you got to say from a grassroots standpoint, what they've built, the dollars they've raised, not from the big PACs or anything else, pretty extraordinary story. Give me your sense of the strength on the GOP side against Tim Walz of Jensen and Burke, Tom.
Yeah, they are going to have some fundraising ability, and they're going to need it because Governor Walz, I think, has already raised $4 million. I forget the exact figure, but he had raised more money than all of the Republican candidates combined. But I think Jensen and Burke will be able to play catch-up pretty quickly now that they essentially have the field to themselves. But I'll tell you, I expected a better showing from Jensen on the first couple of ballots than he got. The first couple of ballots, I think he was at 28% and then 29%. I expected him maybe to start out around 40%, and he was nowhere near that. So he did lead a lot of the first two ballots. But then by the third ballot, Mike Murphy had gone into the lead. And then by the fourth ballot, it was Kendall Qualls who then led for a few ballots before Jensen finally came back and led, I think, if memory serves me, on ballots 7, 8, and 9. But it took Mike Murphy throwing his support behind Jensen to put Jensen over the top. So that kind of surprised me, given the amount of money and the resources they had already put into the battle. But now that Republicans appear to have unified behind one candidate, I don't think that will be as big of a problem in the general election. And you could not ask for a more stark contrast than a Governor Walz and Senator Jensen matchup.
Yeah, no kidding. As you mentioned, Mike Murphy ended up being kind of a kingmaker there by throwing his support to Dr. Scott Jensen. There was a little bit of drama in that Murphy says he was initially offered the lieutenant governor spot by Qualls, and then Qualls said no, and then he said he reneged on it. What exactly happened there? Can we ascertain what actually was real there?
Well, we don't know exactly what happened. The one text message I saw from Qualls' campaign manager to Murphy did say Kendall is open to the idea of Murphy being the lieutenant governor running mate, but that certainly is short of being offered the lieutenant governor position. And Murphy read it that way, and then he got up on stage and said that he had been offered it by Qualls. Then he took it back. He called Qualls a sellout. And then there was a dramatic change. Qualls went from being the leader, not by much, by like 4 or 5 points. Then on the next ballot, Jensen came within 1 point of having the 60% needed. He soared up to 59% and ended up then winning the endorsement. We didn't win it on the next ballot. The next ballot, he went down a few percent after Qualls denied everything Murphy had said. So that was where the drama came in. And so then Jensen fell back to about 56%, but then by the ninth ballot, those delegates really just wanted to have an endorsement, so then Jensen prevailed with 65% on the ninth and final ballot.
So handicap this one. First of all, you know, what is the Walz camp thinking today, and what do you expect in the way of a matchup between these two in a campaign over the next number of months now till November?
Well, Scott, as we speak, Governor Walz and Senate Majority Leader Jeremy Miller and DFL Speaker Melissa Hortman are announcing a major budget deal at the state capitol. That is going to be a boost for Governor Walz heading into the election, that the fact that they have a bipartisan agreement on tax cuts and education spending, public safety spending, health and human services, and still leaving several billion dollars on the bottom line. So that is going to help him in the election. But ultimately, when all of that fades from memory and then the TV commercials start hitting the air, showing Minneapolis on fire, people criticizing the mask mandates and those types of things, then it's going to remind people about the unhappy times under Governor Walz. Between Senator Jensen and Tim Walz, our most recent KSTP Survey USA poll had Walz with a 5-point lead over Jensen in a hypothetical matchup with 13% undecided. That is a lot of undecided for an incumbent going into a reelection bid, because generally people who are undecided on you after 4 years are more than likely going to vote for the other guy.
Yeah, and a five-point lead is all Tim Walz has with his political machine. That says something, too, for the desire for change among Minnesotans, doesn't it?
And then the worrisome thing for the governor, well, he's got good news and bad news in our poll. The good news is he has a 51% approval rating, which is good for any politician, you know, going into your fourth year in office. But in all of our hypothetical matchups against Republicans, his ceiling was 47%. Now, in Minnesota, with third-party candidates and whatnot, you don't always, in fact, you don't usually need a majority, but you do need, you know, generally a healthy plurality. And so if he can get to 45 or 47, he can still win, but it's not a shoo-in if you're not above 50% as an incumbent. And his totals range between 43 and 47%, depending upon who he was matched up against.
You do great work, Tom. Always appreciate your insight and analysis. Thanks for the time today.
All right, thank you, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
Tom Hauser, Chief Political Reporter, KSTP-TV on the Minnesota Governor's Race. We'll be watching very closely. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I see what he's doing there.
The amount of times that I jammed along with this song are a little bit embarrassing.
Top down, window down, driving around.
Right?
Craig 56 today, Janet. Yes, she is. I just said it's her birthday today.
Birthday day for Janet Jackson.
You know what's weird is Megan Fox is 36 today. Megan Fox could be Janet Jackson's daughter. Just put that into perspective.
Give me a little more of this.
Yeah, crack that one up. That's a good one.
Janet Jackson.
Couldn't tell you how many times they played that on the radio in the
day.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Talented family. Talented family. Okay, back to the question of the day. 701-258-0550, list of the Biden bungles. We're not going to forget. We're going to have a list right here, A to Z. What is it? Gas prices are right up there. Ron Ness, I thought an interesting comment. Electric cars don't work without $5 gas. So maybe this isn't an accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously not an accident.
Well, it's not our fault. It's price gouging. It's question everything. Somebody I know says that.
And follow the money.
Listener says, do you think the people in Western North Dakota who have been without power for 2 weeks are excited about electric vehicles?
Oh, boy. What a spot-on question that is.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Another texter.
Should have all bought solar panels to cover that, too. They spent the...
Listener says, instead of dealing with mental health issues, the White House will start up with banning guns once again, switching their narrative... One more time.
Of course they will.
Instead of what matters to the majority of us.
Yep.
Southern border, inflation. How about following the Constitution? Or lack thereof? Put that on your list. Lies and more lies. The latter sums up the A to Z idiot stuff they do.
What happened to consequences, guys? Well, I mean, what happened to consequences? To, you know, accounting for your, you know...
That's called elections.
It's against the law to protest at someone's home. Especially a Supreme Court justice.
No, it's actually not when you're a Democrat. When you're a Democrat, you can. Liberals can do this.
That's illegal. Where is the paddy wagon?
Whole different set of standards.
There can't be, though.
January,
it's not going to work.
January 6th.
Kevin, you are old.
That was all Republicans. January 6th, Republicans, and they wanted people to be hurt. But when Chuck Schumer says, unleash the fury,
yeah,
and mentions Supreme Court
that's okay.
by name,
that's
and then
fine.
It leads to mobs at the homes of Supreme Court justices, that's a different deal.
That's why you have no credibility, okay? That's why.
Another contribution from one of our fine listeners on the Biden A to Z list. What's the biggest blunder? His whole career.
Well,
not too far off.
Almost easier to find successes, and there aren't any.
Yeah.
So,
that's why I asked you if you had enough paper and pens, because, good grief, you're going to be writing a lot of stuff down.
That's all right. Bring it on. I love it. That's what I'm up for today. Jim in Northeast South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the 2000 Mules film and the technology they used to confirm everything they found. I was watching the news this weekend on One American News, and they had a telecommunications cell phone engineer on, and he talked about the accuracy, and the press is really poo-pooing it, saying that the phones aren't that accurate. This guy explained it. He said that primarily it's they're looking at the older technology with triangulation, but he said with the new satellite detection systems, they're within 2 to 4 feet, and... I know last week you had Bill O'Reilly on, and I just don't understand where Bill is going, but this evidence is absolutely rock solid. They cannot dispute that. And,
some people are just afraid of this. Some people are just afraid of this argument. They just think, you know, if you say it, you're dismissed, whatever. To me, facts are facts, and you just follow those and you know, add it to the list. I think also in addition to the cell phone technology, right? And by the way, where was I seeing this? I think Kelly Armstrong had a similar concern with the CDC,
mm-hmm.
where they were using this very same technology to track whether or not you were complying with the COVID lockdowns.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know,
absolutely.
It does exist, and our own government is using it, right? And so
the
I find
FBI
it interesting.
Uses it for crime.
Yeah, exactly right. But the combination, I think, is where Bill O'Reilly's argument falls apart and others to say, well, it's not enough. They should have done more. They should have got the names, whatever. The fact that, okay, we geo-track these people by the cell phone, and then you actually see them. Same people.
Yes. And then you lay it over the top, and they try.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And by the way, why the rubber gloves if you're Lily White?
And clearly the same people.
You're
clearly the same people.
Ballot going into the drop box.
Different locations. Yep.
And then off go the rubber gloves.
Yes. Numerous times, exactly. Numerous places, different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's.
And Catherine Engel, says there's a lot more coming out in the next couple of months. So they've got a lot more, apparently. But it seems to me that the film and documentary itself is just absolutely rock solid. It's
here's my prayer. Whatever way the 2020 election is ultimately adjudicated, the most important thing is we just never let this crap happen again. You know,
mail-in
voting, you know, other than the most remote areas, is really just a lazy person's way of engaging in democracy, and too rife with all kinds of issues on custody of ballot. Same with drop boxes. Then come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
we need voter ID too. You know, Pelosi had this event at the House the other day, and they were having a party and drinks and so forth. He required ID for everybody there. Well, but that doesn't apply to voting?
Huh. Yeah, no, it doesn't. No. Totally different deal.
You got logic going there,
do
Jim.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Thank you for the comment. Appreciate it very much. Tim Tebow coming up in just a bit. Mackenzie McCoy from the Right to Life organization in North Dakota. Tim Tebow is going to be in Bismarck Thursday and Friday at the Bismarck Event Center. Make sure you get tickets for that, because that is going to be an extraordinary event, for sure. Speaking of events, did you know Donald Trump is coming to the neighborhood? May 28th, Casper, Wyoming.
Not too far, yeah.
And, closing in on not too far away. So he'll be there in beautiful Wyoming. All right, let's see what we have here in the way of...
And on election and 2,000 mules, like you said before, Scott, that is the hill to die on. So if we don't fix that, we don't get this right and get some integrity and some security back in our elections, nothing else matters.
And you need an army of people watching.
And I think we do.
You know, lawyers, everything else.
Yep, I think we'll have that. I pray that we do.
Texter says, call it the COB administration, Clinton, Obama, Biden.
There you go. I said that earlier. Yep,
Southwest North Dakota.
Yeah. It's the Cobb regime.
Record profits? Take a look at Target, Walmart, just about any other business. The profits are off the charts, just saying, not just the gasoline companies.
Oh, yeah.
Texter says, these are not blunders. They're implementing an agenda. Very interesting point, and well said. Somebody else said, where did you say Dr. McCullough's presentation is at? I'll tell you one more time. FreedomMattersUSA.com. FreedomMattersUSA.com. The whole presentation is up there, where you actually see these slides and hear his presentation. So go to FreedomMattersUSA.com if you would like to share Dr. Peter McCullough's presentation from a week ago Friday in Fargo, which was a wonderful event. All right, Tim Tebow, when we come back on What's On Your Mind. People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I could see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt. And great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland. meeting with its president as the country's plan to join NATO gains momentum. The Kentucky Republican welcoming the idea of Russia listed among countries backing terrorism.
The president has within his authority to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Anyone who's been able to observe the events of the last couple of months would have to conclude the Russians certainly deserve to be included on that list.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO and threatened to realign its military closer to the Nordic region should those countries become part of the Western Alliance. AAA reporting the national average price for regular gas is up to $4.48 a gallon, up 2 cents from Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetraServe USA. As you're cruising across the great state of North Dakota or Minnesota today, you might want to swing on in for some home cooking and grab and go convenience. Enough already with the typical convenience store food, because at PetraServe USA they are anything but typical. I'll tell you what, home cooking, grab and go convenience, meatloaf. Where else do you get meatloaf? That's right, the chefs are slaving away at PetraServe USA. Meatloaf or scallop potatoes in Valley City. Lasagna in Harwood today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef or stuffed green peppers today. 12th and I-29. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish. Not kidding you. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon and meatloaf also in Euland today. PetraServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. I want you to mark on your calendar Thursday and Friday. North Dakota Right to Life is hosting a wonderful benefit for Vans for Life. And the headliner is the gentleman who joins us now, the keynote speaker himself, two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, first-round NFL draft pick, former professional baseball player, the one and only Tim Tebow. Tim, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, this is Eddie Perez. Tim couldn't join us today, so I'm actually the event coordinator, and I'm also going to be speaking. So I'm the president of Vans for Life.
Oh, awesome. Well, good to hear you. The Vans for Life organization is tremendous. Mackenzie McCoy is also with us today.
Yeah.
Mackenzie is the North Dakota Right for Life Executive Director that will be hosting the event. Mackenzie, how are you? Daniel, we got Mackenzie? Mackenzie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, wonderful. Well, first of all, just tell folks about the event with Tim Tebow this weekend. I shouldn't say this weekend, Thursday and Friday it's happening. So I want to first get this so we don't leave the air today without telling folks how they can participate in this.
Yes. If you would like to attend and be our guest for the evening, you can go out to the Eventbrite sites that we have for both nights. You can choose either Thursday night or Friday night, and we have had a very generous donor donate 150 tickets, and you can go out onto the website and claim one of those free tickets by using the promo code LIFE, the number 4, ALL. The event doors open at 6 p.m. Dinner starts at 6:30, and our program will start at 7.
Well, fantastic. And get ready to mention that one more time before we leave the air so folks can write that information down and grab a pen. So, Eddie, tell us a little bit about Vans for Life, the organization. And this is something that obviously Tim Tebow is here to support as well. The North Dakota Right to Life supports this. I think this is really cool. When you talk about this approach to this momentous, you know, generational effort that is underway right now to save the lives of unborn babies, what is Vans for Life?
Yeah, so first of all, I did want to mention Tim is our keynote speaker. He's going to be there on Thursday and Friday. I've had him before. We actually did a Vans for Life benefit dinner in D.C. It was the night before the March for Life this year. It was at Trump Hotel, and it was fantastic. So the way Vans for Life came to be about was because of the local success we had with a mobile ultrasound van. I also run an organization, a pregnancy crisis center here in San Antonio. And one of the challenges we had was that, these girls were going into abortion facilities. And if a girl goes into an abortion facility, 90% of the time, she will choose to have an abortion. But if she goes into a pregnancy center, where people can give her options, choices, tell her that she'll be supported, give her material assistance, counseling. When she goes into a pregnancy center, 90% of the time she chooses life. So it's critical that when she's getting ready to make that choice of walking to an abortion facility, that there's a pregnancy center, not 1 mile down the road, not 5 miles down the road, but right next door to the abortion facility. So what we did was we were able to get a mobile ultrasound van, which was basically a mobile pregnancy center, where the nurse on board would do the ultrasounds, but she would also be the counselor. She was trained as a counselor. And so we parked this mobile ultrasound van in front of two abortion facilities here in San Antonio, and we rotated between both of them. And in 2 years, we were able to save over 800 babies from being aborted. So we had great success. And as a matter of fact, one of the abortion facilities, we took away so much of their business that they closed their doors permanently. So I thought, well, if this works in San Antonio, why can't we do this across the country? So we launched Vans for Life about a year ago, a little bit less than that, actually, about 9 months ago. And what we are doing is helping pregnancy centers across the country or pro-life groups across the country to get mobile ultrasound vans to park in front of their abortion facilities. And so we were able to partner with North Dakota Right to Life so that we can get North Dakota a mobile ultrasound van for not only North Dakota, but once we're able to shut down the abortion facility in North Dakota, those girls probably who are looking to get an abortion will go to Minnesota or Montana. So now we can take that van and go to Minnesota, go to Montana, and, of course, we'll have mobile ultrasound vans across the country as well going forward.
How did the partnership with Tim Tebow come to be? How did you get him excited about Vans for Life and this effort? He's got a great story himself, I know, on this issue, but talk a little bit about that partnership, Eddie.
Yeah, he is, other than Donald Trump, he's the most popular speaker in the world. He's very, very high in demand, for all kinds of organizations. And I wrote a heartfelt letter to the agent I was able to find, who sets up his speaking engagements, and asked to forward that to Tim. And of course, with Tim having such a great pro-life story, they reached back out to us. And I was shocked, but I was thrilled to death. And we were able to get him to come to our event in D.C. And so now he's excited about our venture. He supports us. And so we're going to go across the country with Tim, speaking at different events. And, the first one was in D.C. That was kind of our kickoff. The next one is North Dakota this coming Thursday and Friday.
And Mackenzie, talk a little bit about North Dakota Right to Life, your support for this, and also what an incredible honor to have Tim Tebow speaking Thursday and Friday for the North Dakota Right to Life. This is just exciting times for you and your organization. I know you're fairly new in this post as the executive director. Just talk about what it means for the organization.
You know, it means so much for the organization because we've never been able to do something like this and bring someone like Tim Tebow to North Dakota. So, you know, it's a really, really great honor. And, you know, it was a complete, God thing in how this all worked out and how it materialized. And, you know, I'm so excited for the fruit that is going to come from this. And I just look forward to the next phase that having Tim Tebow an event like this will develop for North Dakota Right to Life.
And as Eddie mentioned, you know, a dynamic speaker, right? I mean, this is the kind of thing you come and you leave with your bucket filled in many ways, hearing from, you know, someone that is in demand across the USA. So I think that's a wonderful way to have many, many other people join the club. And what a great timing. I mean, given what we know now is in the works in the Supreme Court, what a wonderful time for people that have literally toiled in the trenches for decades on this issue to see a sliver of hope. Mackenzie, talk a little bit about the timing for the event.
You know, you're so right, Scott. Again, what perfect godly timing for everything that's going on right now. And, you know, to be able to come together as a pro-life movement under one roof and hear such inspiring, motivating words from someone like Tim. You know, like you said, to fill our cups, because there's so many people who have been battling and fighting in the trenches and carrying this cross of abortion for so long. And, you know, you get tired and, you know, you start to feel defeated and, you know, am I even making a difference? And then you can come to something like this and have that spirit rekindled and that passion rekindled to get back into the trenches and keep pushing forward. So I'm so, so grateful that this opportunity has happened and we can fill the cups of our life warriors a little bit on Thursday and Friday and keep them back out and motivated on the front line.
I have unending respect for people that have made this their life mission, that take this on, and the science proves them right more and more every day. You know, you see the youth of our country overwhelmingly tipping to the pro-life side. I mean, it really is an extraordinary time. Eddie, how about you? How long have you been doing what you've been doing on this front?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 8 years. My mother was actually at the very first March for Life in D.C., and since that time, my mother and father have been in the pro-life movement. She's been a pregnancy crisis counselor, my mother, for over 30 years, and then my wife also was involved. It took me a while to get on board, but once I did, I mean, I've always been pro-life, but I haven't been active at all. I was actually part of, there's kind of a humbling statistic out there. Only 1% of people who claim to be pro-life actually do anything. They're on the sidelines cheering, but they're not actually involved and doing anything. So the great news is, look how much that 1% has been able to accomplish. But we need to get those who say they're pro-life to actually get involved. And so that's why this event is so important this coming Thursday and Friday. We need those people who have stayed on the sidelines cheering for us to actually do something. We're all busy. We all have things to do. We all have priorities in our life, but there's nothing more important than saving the life of an unborn child who's about to be aborted. There's nothing more important than that. So we need to jump in there. We need to be involved. We need to be at this event, if at all possible, to at least hear the message, hear what's going on in the pro-life movement, and then more importantly, hear the strategy about helping these women across the country. Even if Roe versus Wade is overturned, it goes to the states, which means states like Minnesota and other liberal states, they're not only going to be continuing to perform abortions, they're going to have the women in the pro-life states like North Dakota driving over there. So it's really, really important that, you know, if Roe versus Wade is overturned, that's not the victory. That means we're halfway there. Yeah. Because about, you know, half of the states will be ending abortion, but the other half will be continuing to do abortion.
Well, we look forward to actually getting a chance to talk to Tim. So glad that he's coming to North Dakota. I know his mother has been here as well before, so Eddie, pass that along. Sorry about the scheduling snafu today, but we're looking forward to chat with him before Thursday and Friday. That he's going to be here in North Dakota is just a blessing. Quickly, Mackenzie, how do folks get tickets?
Go out to Eventbrite and search for Tim Tebow Events in Bismarck. Pick your night, choose your tickets. And like I said, we have a generous donor who donated 150 tickets for individuals to pick up. In the promo code field, type life, the number 4, all, click apply. And when those tickets are gone, they're gone. And that's $100 a piece.
Wow.
Eventbrite. Check it out. Thanks,
folks.
You might
remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Beckel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick, GMC.com. Your warranty is 4 a lifetime. Over 75 new, or used rather, vehicles on the lot. Well, all kinds of different makes. You don't have to be a GMC fanboy or Buick fanboy or Cadillac fanboy to find what you're looking for. Although those new Buicks and GMCs do come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra cost to give you peace of mind. Shop, click, drive now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Just a couple of reminders here. The movie 2,000 Mules is coming to Fargo. I know that. It may be coming to other places. I've not heard that yet, but I have it confirmed that it will be at the Marcus Theaters. in Fargo starting on Thursday. The movie 2,000 Mules. Many of you have asked about that and asked about theaters. Originally, it just launched an AMC theater, so it was like, what, Twin Cities or something, and it was the closest, but that's changed now. Also, many of you have been asking about the Dr. Peter McCullough presentation, as well as the slides that he had up on the screen, to download those, to have copies of those. If you go to freedommattersusa.com, those are up there now. Okay, freedommattersusa.com. Check that out right there, okay? Recap of some things on the show today. How about this? Ron Ness, we talked to Ron earlier about his recent trip to Washington, D.C., and conversations related to why the price of gas is where it's at. And how about his takeaway that the majority party, administration, House, and Senate, are out to dismantle the fossil fuel structure of America. Does that alarm anyone else?
No, we knew that.
And
they promised it.
The push for electric cars can only really bear fruit if gas is $5 a gallon. So connect those two dots. Dismantling fossil fuel structure, price of gas goes up. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And I'm surprised, but Tom Hauser, KSTP reporter, says today there will not be a primary challenge in Minnesota of note, and it is right now a Walz versus Dr. Scott Jensen race.
Yeah, I would say that they don't need one.
A Doc and a Minnesota Viking, yeah, on the Republican side.
Dr. Jensen put in the work.
Long time. You're absolutely right. All right, our final segment of What's on Your Mind Monday. Where does the time go, ladies and gentlemen? Where does it go? Just fleeting.
Right out the window.
Right out the window. We're going to talk to a real-life pilot today on the program.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about the fruits of a different kind of labor. This is the Tioga Economic Development and what they've done with a unmanned aerial systems grant to train pilots in Tioga, North Dakota. Oil capital of North Dakota. I love it. Ty Taylor is that pilot. He joins us now. Ty, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Doing wonderful. Congratulations, by the way, on becoming a pilot.
Well, thank you. I'm not quite there yet. I actually just got on the ground a little bit ago. I was flying out of Tioga, and I'm currently back at my day job looking at some oil pumps go up and down in the patch just south of Hurrah, North Dakota right now. And
God bless you.
Got on the ground, and it was amazing today. Just nice. You know, the weather hasn't been real cooperative the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think, is all the farmers can attest. But it was a gorgeous day to fly. There was a fancy Learjet-looking thing on the tarmac that landed, I'm assuming related to one of the oil producers out here. And there was a helicopter flying around checking pipelines, and just a gorgeous morning to fly. And slowly chipping away, getting my hours. Luckily, my instructor, Handy Freeman, is a pretty gracious host, and you know, it's just been a wonderful opportunity to be a part of here.
That's a great story. Ty Taylor is a pilot in training. I'm going to ask you a little bit about this program that you utilize. Talk about how the decision to use that program to get your pilot's license.
So I actually found out about it listening to this station right here, and it was being broadcast, I believe, on Dennis Lindahl's kind of time slot in the morning, and it said, you know, if you have an agriculture or energy background and you're planning on sticking in the area, you know, North Dakota, kind of this general area, the idea is to keep agriculture and energy people kind of engage them into kind of another aspect that you never really think about. But, I mean, the drone stuff has become more essential. I think you're going to see that usage go through the roof. There's so many things you can do with drones. And then while they're at it, I mean, they kind of sweeten the grant up. You know, the state of North Dakota was generous enough to give us a $100,000 grant. And the Tioga Airport Authority is on board, Tioga EDC, and they asked for resumes for people that were interested. They did an interview, and I don't know if anybody got any luckier than I did this year, but I am getting full instruction in ground school, and I only got to drive about 20 minutes to get to the airport to do it. So that's really the big hindrance that keeps people from becoming pilots, I think, is the upfront cost and the dedication. There's a lot of resources at work here to earn this. So very
That's
fortunate
great.
To be a member of this.
That is really good. When you become a certified pilot, what are your plans? What are you going to do with it?
Well, my plans, I'd actually, and this is a you know, it's been a lifelong dream, and just kind of came to fruition over the last 3 or 4 months. I'm going to continue on. I'd like to continue to get my my commercial certification. I mean, Canada, the opportunities are endless out here, but if I could get my my ratings for everything, I'd love to make a career out of aviation out here and do it right in North Dakota in Montreal County where I live. I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, events that would qualify for this. So, like I said, this is a pretty, I'm in a pretty lucky seat right now, and I can't stress how thankful I am that I got selected for it.
That's great. Great story, Ty. Thanks for sharing that. And a success story from that economic development grant. They've really leaned into the UAS space out there and get pilots trained. It's fantastic. Well,
he's getting trained aircraft, right?
Yes.
You're not talking about a drone pilot.
He's fixed wing.
Yeah, he will play an aircraft. Yeah.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You as well. Thanks for listening, too, by the way. Appreciate that. And turned into an opportunity for you. Love it. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Strata Corp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Strata Corp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Strata Corp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.